Okay, the next item on the agenda is item number 8, discussing the possible recommended action on pre-planning meetings. So Sam has gone over quite a bit as to what all it is that we should expect on pre-planning meetings. We need to talk a little bit about what those will entail and see if we can go about scheduling one. So does anyone have any comments on that? One of the things that we had considered is scheduling an initial pre-planning meeting on June the 2nd in the evening. Does anybody have any thoughts on that?
Chair, this is Alicia.
Yeah, Alicia.
Yeah, I appreciate trying to have something that's outside of the 8 to 5 hours. You know, not everybody who's involved in this process lives, you know, does this for a living. So I think it's helpful. And based on what Sam presented to us, it's clear that we need to get these in place sooner than later to get the word out and get people thinking, even if they don't get all their information in the first meeting. I definitely support the sooner the better, and at least having one option that's not during business hours.
So I think what we were discussing is potentially June the 2nd in the evening, and having another opportunity for comment at our next regular meeting, presumably on June the 24th. And so does anyone have any additional input on that? Both of these would be virtual, by the way.
That just answered my question, Brandon. Okay, so both virtual considerations.
Yeah, and Glenn, yeah, thank you for suggesting that. Yes, we're looking at virtual. It is enormous as our area is. This first little bit, I think, is virtual. However, we have discussed that once we start getting rolling a little bit, we probably will need to do some sort of outreach or roadshow in the areas as well. So we've talked about several of those, but these initial ones would be via video.
Brandon, this is Mark Vogler. I just want to check and see or point out that we need to be pretty specific in what we're looking for. Public meetings that I'm sure we've all had, we get individuals that come in and aren't really certain what we're focused on, and we get a lot of rambling on about things that aren't really contributing to our cause and our purpose. So I don't have an answer as to how you do that, but I just want to stress that we focus on that.
That's excellent advice, Mark. Very excellent. And yeah, Sam and I have talked about that just a little bit. And so we will be leading off with trying to manage expectation a little bit, and with some of our information that will circulate out there, and try and discuss what it is that we're looking for. So Sam, do you have any comments on that, or that pretty well wrap it up?
I agree with Mark. That's something that's very important as to setting the expectations and what is going to be accomplished with this first round. And that's the purpose of the pre-planning meeting. And that's why I proposed also that public meetings in person, that we have that, and we've collected a lot of information. That way there's a lot to be shared, and we're not just going to meet just to meet, but we share what we've collected, what the plan looks like to this point, and then we get good feedback from the public, and then we can make adjustments as needed or include any information that needs to be brought in. So it's a good mark to bring that up.
One other point I wanted to stress, I don't know if it affected the entire Lower Brazos River region that we represent, but I do know the Houston-Galveston area has got hit significantly with the Atlas 14 rainfall. It's a significant change in our 100-year rainfall for us. And I get a response from the public that this is all development causing this problem, when in fact we are seeing more rainfalls. Here in Fort Bend County last weekend in the Needville area where I live at, we had 12 inches overnight. And back in June of 2019, we had 16 inches in parts of our county. So we're getting these significant rainfall increases that the weather patterns have changed for some reason. I don't know if we want to even bring this up to the public, but I get so many complaints here about this all being caused by development, when in fact we are getting more rainfall, and those are changes that you can't make a developer correct. Those are things that we need to, as people, design around and build around. So I don't know if that's something we want to stress or discuss.
Mark, I think that's excellent advice as well.
This is Dave Lilly. I'm the county rep, county board member, and to echo what our member was just talking about, Some citizens have brought it to my attention. They're concerned about the process and frequency of releases from reservoirs. And again, this is always tied to flooding reservoirs. Obviously, you guys that control those have to manage those effectively to ensure that you don't exceed the capacity of the reservoir and put the dam at risk and so on. But they are concerned about whether or not some of these releases are not being done, in their opinion, properly, and as a result is causing negative impact to their property. So, and this is particularly in reference to along the Navasota River, which I'm in Grimes County, but I also look at the bigger picture, how these reservoir releases might affect Brazos County and Brazos Valley too.
Okay, thank you, David. What additional comments from group members do we have?
Chairman, this is Brad with the Brazos River Authority. I was just going to follow on to what David was saying. We've had, as you got the letter from David Collinsworth about the need to focus on the lower Navasota. And, you know, we've had quite a bit of discussion here over the last few months with various folks about the Operation Lake Limestone and trying to educate people on how we operate there. And essentially we mimic Mother Nature. So, you know, we're whatever's flowing into the reservoir, that's what we're releasing. I know there's a perception a lot of times that reservoir operations cause flooding.
Brad, can I interrupt just a second? I want to make sure we're not straying too far from posted agenda. Let's just make sure we're making a conscious decision that we're not discussing a topic that's not posted.
Okay. Alicia,
I'll let you make the call, but
I think that's a good point, but Brad, can you just wrap up your thought?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, we're willing to help try to meet and educate people on how we operate, because I think that's part of the problem is a lack of understanding, and yeah. We've been attempting to do that and are willing to do that as we need to.
Yeah. And I think that's an excellent point, both from David and Brad. That there are essentially multiple perspectives on how all of this can go. And I think that's the reason that we're here as a group, so that we can talk about all of those various different multiple perspectives. So any additional comments?
Mr. Ray, this is Russ. I just wanted to compliment BRA for the work they're doing on that. They're doing a very good job of meeting with the public and speaking to them and trying to explain what the operations are. So. Good job to the BRA.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Ford. I do appreciate that. What else? What other comments from group members do we have?
Chair, if I may.
Yes, Sujeet.
This is Sujeet. I think to address, I think the public has the right to ramble, because I think, you know, they're concerned about the flooding. I think we can't deviate. I would suggest that on the pre-planning meeting, as Sam has informed, maybe a web page or something to see what are the operational aspects, as Mark has said that you have a new rainfall or something, which NOAA has come up that got to be used, and the operational, because I think, you know, there's a pretty complex right there from downstream to upstream. Each one, the flooding is different. Maybe some sort of educative material on the web page being posted right there, how the operations or something, so that may help us out to educate some of the public issues right there. For example, in Fort Bend County, we have a lot of levees out right here. So their concerns are different from what you have in Brazoria or maybe Lake Livingston right there. So maybe on the process out right there, trying to educate each component, because everyone puts their blinders and then they start focus on their own particular problems, and that becomes Sam's and our problem later on. So I think, you know, it's better to put all the information and educate the public. If they don't read, that's their problem. But at least, you know, we have put everything to educate. That's our goal, I assume, right there. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, thank you, Sujeet. What additional comments do we have? So again, we're looking at a pre-planning meeting on the evening of June the 2nd. And we would certainly need all of you to be available, or your alternate to participate in that meeting. It's very important that the public see that we're all focusing on that. And then again on June the 24th at our regular meeting. Anyone have any additional comments? Excellent. Well, thank you so much from all of you. And thank you again, Sam, for framing all of this up for us.